The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Arthur Idala Power Hour with quintessential New Yorker attorney Arthur Idala, New York's go-to lawyer. He's here to share his stories from in the courtroom and around the city with interviews from high-profile guests and everyday folks calling in to talk about everything from politics, lifestyle, health and wellness, and more. And now your host, making the case for the city he loves, attorney Arthur Idala.
We are all started up here on a Monday night, March the 25th in New York City. And I'm not sitting behind my desk as I usually am. I am sitting on in the street. I'm in front of a really cool spot where they're giving me a lot of good food. I am just drinking water. Don't worry. I won't have a repeat of the last time we did one of these. And I drank more than water and I got in trouble because I wasn't nice to Joni Pelzer. Alex, Joni Pelzer. Alex. Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, God, there you go. That's it. If you have problems going to sleep, you just want to hear that voice and you'll doze right off. Matt Sambolin is in the house.
Hello, Arthur Idala.
We have the luxury of having Andy Gladding here. He is the engineer to rival any engineer. Besides doing the AM 970 work, he's the engineer for the Rolling Stones, Bruce Springsteen, and when they were around, the Beatles as well. And I am joined today by a very special co-host. Many of you know if you listen to this show on a Tuesday, the man known as Times Square Tuesday, president of the Times Square Alliance, Tom Harris.
Thanks, Arthur. And
applause.
Thanks.
Everyone here,
Restaurant Row.
Everyone here is standing. Here in the audience today, besides the distinguished Brian Whalen, is the very, very handsome Fred Cerullo. Now, I know there's like a little, you know, rivalry between Times Square and Grand Central, but no, there's a lot of love in the air here in. So where are we? We are in front of Hold Fast Kitchen and Spirits, 364 West 46th Street, between 8th and 9th Avenue, Restaurant Row. That's what the next 2 hours are going to be about, Restaurant Row. But before we get to the whole Restaurant Row thing, I would like to just address the fact, you know, that they say a broken clock is right, like at least twice. Well, I was of the opinion that Donald Trump would get some relief from the Appellate Division First Department. And he did today. Today he was supposed to come up basically with a half a billion, with a B, bond, which is basically impossible to get. Like, even if you're a trillionaire, the insurance companies do not want to put their neck on the line for that amount of money. So, but here's what, I'll give you a little inside baseball. There are 20 judges, I believe, on the Appellate Division First Department. And of those 20, there were five that heard the case. It wasn't argued. It was all on papers. And here's the thing. Here's what's interesting in pro for Donald Trump. The five judges who heard the case and granted him relief were not exactly the type of people with the background that you would think would be in Donald Trump's corner. They are known as being pretty liberal folks, very, very entrenched in the Democratic Party. One of them worked for the Legal Aid Society, and they're just not, you know, let's put it this way. These are not people who are hanging out at Mar-a-Lago. But yet, they unanimously decided that $454 million was ridiculous, and they lowered it all the way down, less than half, to $175 million. That bodes well, and they gave him 10 days to come up with it. That bodes well for Donald Trump's appeal, even though these are not the same judges that will hear his overall appeal. The fact that people who clearly would not be in his corner were in his corner, if you just want to judge people on demographics, which is basically being prejudiced, but let's face it, that's how we live our lives. He did really well. He did really well. Then you go across down, and he goes into the criminal court where he didn't do as well because he wanted a longer adjournment. His trial is going to start in the exact same courtroom where I tried the Harvey Weinstein case on April the 15th, which is a Monday. So they got basically 2 weeks. And that will be an interesting one. The district attorney was in the courtroom, which is not typical. He was in the second row, although it was typical during the Harvey Weinstein case. It was a different district attorney. And the judge made it clear that, you know, he's setting the ground rules and there'll be no nonsense. Last but not least, before we get to our host today, because I'm not technically the host, Hold Fast Kitchen Spirits is the host, P. Diddy, otherwise known as Puff Daddy, otherwise known as Sean Combs, may have a problem, you know, when the feds come a-knocking at your various residences and grab all of your electronic devices and your paperwork in the middle of a sex crimes investigation. That is not a place you want to be. You know, the feds normally did not go after these types of crimes. But if you look at what they did with the NXIVM case in the Eastern District, which was a sex cult case, Keith Raniere, who's in jail, he was sentenced to 120 years. You look at Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. That's also a federal case. So the feds are into this was not typically what the feds would go after. It would be a state court case, but they're taking this very seriously. Tomorrow night, I'm going to have James Rosen on. He's the chief White House correspondent for Newsmax. So we will be able to talk about all things politics spanning the whole globe. But tonight, we're going to talk about food. And we're going to talk about a historic block in the world. Forget about New York. Forget about America. In the world, this is a historic block. Restaurant Row. In all the cities, in all the states, in all the countries, this is the Restaurant Row. And I am going to hand the microphone over to Tom Harris, and he can introduce the true host of today's two-hour show. Go ahead, Tom.
Thank you very much, Arthur. We're very excited to be on Restaurant Row, home to 36 restaurants, unique restaurants. But right now we are in front of Holdfasts, and we are joined by our host, Jason Clark. Jason, welcome to the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having us here.
I'd like to know the secret in those wings, which were really good. No, I'm not joking. They were just not like a typical wing. It was just a special wing. Talk to me.
We do a dry rub, so it's a little bit different. When we first opened here, you know, there's so many great restaurants in Hell's Kitchen, especially here on Restaurant Row. Buffalo, the sauce is, you know, typical. So we wanted to stand out right away, and we had our opening chef said, you know, I've been wanting to do this dry rub in combination with an Alabama white sauce, which is Alabama's type of barbecue sauce. So he riffed on it, and that's what we have. A little brown sugar might be the secret in there.
And I got to come on right before the show, and I got to have some bone marrow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, bone marrow is not exactly something you get at Wendy's. Talk to me about your bone marrow.
So when we opened, food was always going to be top priority for us. But we, you know, had pub thinking forward. That's where we thought we were going to land, kind of like a tavern. But we wanted to step outside of the box there. So we found this bone marrow shakes from Pat LaFreda, who makes world-famous burgers.
We know Pat LaFreda. He's a poly prep boy. He's where I went to school. Sorry, Barry. Sorry, Mr. Clipper.
Sorry for the allegiance there. But,
it's okay.
Poly prep.
And then we sear it on a flat top and finish it in a convection oven. And then we put a little Asian flair, some soy ginger glaze on there, a little tobiko for popping salt, and a soft scrambled egg. So it's like meat butter meets like eggs is what we call it.
How long have you guys been here at Holdfast?
6.5 years now. It'll be 7 in September.
So you were up, what, 2 years before the COVID hit?
Yeah. We were hitting our stride in January and February, and then it went. With the pandemic, we say we've been open 107 years. That's what it feels like. But, yeah. But it was, yeah, we pushed ahead. We only closed for a few weeks there at the beginning. Once my partner, my wife and I were able to figure out how we were going to pivot, we did, and we opened up right away in May of 2020, selling tacos and beers out the front, and kept it going.
And you hosted a lot of the Broadway community during the pandemic and beyond.
We did, yeah. My wife works on Broadway with Disney Theatrical Group, and her ties have been wonderful. And we did something called Holdfast of the Arts, which was to essentially give artists that were out of work a free meal and a drink, make them feel kind of normal, you know. And they were sponsored by people in the community, people that would see us online, and they would just send in essentially like a gift card for the artists in the community.
Well, that's, I mean, obviously, considering you guys unlike some of the restaurants here that have been here for decades, that was very generous of you. Before we go to a break, just tell us, you know, I'm probably going to ask this to everyone. What's life like now in March of 2024 on Restaurant Row?
I mean, it's nice. There's so many new places that popped up, but we miss our neighbors that were here when we first opened, but it's always exciting, and there's just a lot going on. I like to think that we're kind of like the hybrid of the bar and the restaurant, and to see all these other restaurants open up, it's just a rejuvenation, I would say, of Restaurant Row.
And do you see, like, the theater crowd of you know, the foreigners from all the way from Oklahoma and Kansas and Kentucky?
For sure. You say if you're from a mile away or 1,000 miles away, like, you're home here. And we've been seeing resurgence of tourism, you know, and people moving into the neighborhood. It's been really great. There's so many shows opening up this season on Broadway. It's just going to be jam-packed. And we've been fortunate to meet a lot of new casts, a lot of fresh faces, and some familiar ones, too. It's been a great season so far.
And you're open until 1:30 in the morning every morning, so you could come before a show and after a show to enjoy everything that Hold Fast has to
offer.
Night.
The kitchen's open until 1:30.
Wow. There you go. All right. It's nice, because I will tell you, the biggest thing I've seen with the pandemic is everything closes a little earlier. All right, it is 6:13 on Monday, March the 25th. We are being hosted on the Idala Power Hour by Hold Fast Kitchen and Spirits. And I will tell you, I have sampled their food so far. And if you get your butt over here anytime soon, just jump right in. All right, we'll be right back. It's Arthur Idala with Fred Cerullo, Tom Harris, Joni Pelzer, Matt Zambolin, Andy, Alex, Joyce. It's a big party. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
All right, even here in front of Hold Fast Kitchen and Spirits at 364 West 46th Street, we are talking about Bay Ridge Honda, the Sabah family-owned and operated Honda dealer for over 60 years, serving the five boroughs. Everybody gets their cars there, from my grandfather to my sister to Nicholas's best friend. I'm looking to pick up a 1985 Honda Prelude. Now, they don't really sell those now. You know what they sell now? 2024 passports, 2024 Hondas HRV, CRV, Accord, Civics. You want it? Bay Ridge Honda has it. They serve all five boroughs right now. Ready for this? 1.9% APR and no payments until summer of 2024. So visit Bay Ridge Honda on 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Brooklyn, New York, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
Are you looking for a way to preserve our founding history and American spirit for generations to come? Look no further than the Blueprints of Liberty Brick. Each brick you purchase helps build Liberty Village, a family destination where youth and families will encounter history like never before. You'll feel a sense of pride and belonging when you see your name engraved on a brick in Liberty Village. The Blueprints of Liberty Brick is a way to leave your mark on the future while preserving our nation's rich heritage. Liberty Village will impact hundreds of thousands of visitors, capturing the lives, moments, and stories of the greatest men and women in our nation's founding history. Join us in creating a legacy for generations to come. Visit UnitedWePledge.org today to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick and learn more about this monumental project.
Well, my understanding is we're about to speak to a young man by the name of Murphy Fitzpatrick. So this next commercial fits right in because we're talking about Connors and Sullivan. These guys may be cousins, you know, who knows? One thing that we do know is that planning for your future is important. You need to make sure that you and your family are protected. And if you're not around to make decisions, the people who you want to make decisions should be put in place. When is the time to plan? It's now. Wills, trusts, power of attorneys, healthcare proxies, living wills, estate plans. The attorneys at Connors and Sullivan are there to help you. And right now, you could attend one of their free seminars where Mike Connors himself will answer your questions. Monday, April 24th at Conley's Corner, Grand Avenue, Mass Beth, Queens at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Thursday, April the 25th at Don Roberto's Forest Avenue in Staten Island at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. That's where Fred Cerullo lives, Staten Island, but he doesn't want anybody to know that. Fieldway Avenue. Friday, April the 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday, April the 29th at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. You know, you could go to the Greenhouse Cafe, listen to Mike Connors, then go just down a couple blocks and go buy a car, Bay Ridge Honda. They're going to be there on April 29th at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. and Tuesday, April 30th at Buckley's Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And if you can't make any of these free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And as Mike Connors always says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Alex, who are we playing right now?
A little Elton John. He turns 77 today.
Oh, 77, the same age as my co-host, Tom Harris. Right, Tom?
That's right.
Coming close, right, Tom? Coming close to 77. Tom, you want to introduce these two fine, good-looking lads in front of us here?
Sure. Thanks, Arthur. We are joined now by Murphy Fitzpatrick and Parker Pridgen.
They just got off the boat from Israel, right?
They have not one restaurant, but two restaurants on Restaurant Row, Bardo and Backstage Tavern. So pizza and drinks, what more could you ask for in a restaurant? So, guys, take it away. Tell us about your restaurants.
Yeah, absolutely. How you doing, Murphy Fitzpatrick? Parker and I have been running Bardo for about 16 months now. We're childhood friends, grew up together, and kind of just collided. We rekindled back. We were both working in the restaurant together. He was bartending. I came in to kind of help manage, and he stepped in with me. And then as of 2 weeks ago, we opened up Backstage Tavern, formerly Tito Murphy's, and before that, Bourbon Street Bar and Grill. We're kind of trying to bring a different energy to the place and to the block, but yeah, we're enjoying it. We're
hence the big sign that says under new management. Is that what that's
absolutely
all about?
We want to make sure everyone knew that.
So just for the radio audience, these are two very good-looking young men, and it is today's the 25th, so you've had like a week and a day to recover from the hangover from St. Patty's from last week?
Absolutely.
Yes, so good.
All right, we got a brunette and a redhead. I mean, it's right out of Central Casting here if you want to know what Ireland looks like. My heart is in Ireland. So what's it like? How long have you guys been on the block?
So it's funny. Murphy's been in the area for a little while, and he's been more situated with the restaurants. As he mentioned, I kind of came in bartending. Didn't really have a future thinking that I would be in this. And he got me, and he's like, dude, stay with me. You know, the street's amazing. And, yeah, it's been a really fun ride so far. We're kind of excited just to bring some new energy to the street. And, yeah, it's been
well,
fun.
I will tell you, walking down from my office here, the backstage is beautiful. I mean, it really... Did you guys pour all that money in there, or did you just kind of clean up what the bourbon thing looked like?
Clean, but it still needs some work.
Yeah, no, it really looks nice. So how long have you, Murphy, been on the block?
So I've been I worked actually in Bardo. So Bardo opened a few months before COVID, which was tough. And I worked that COVID summer, and I was back with only outdoor dining and the masks and the whole thing.
So explain to folks, though, what that summer was like, you know, because – we glossed over it a little bit with the guys here at Hold Fast who fed the hungry. Wow. Joyce just opened up a pizza. My mouth is actually water. That looks legit. No, I'm not going to eat and talk. So what was it like, you know, that summer? Because people forget now it's 4 years. Like, you're allowed to only serve outside, takeout, 10%. Talk to me. What was it like?
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was kind of
interesting.
Put it nicely, yeah. But No, it was difficult, definitely, and trying to like give people the same experience, and even talking about the newer place backstage, and saying like how beautiful of a restaurant it is, and to not be able to show customers like what you've done to the interior and that environment is difficult. But one thing that I really enjoyed when I was working that summer was that every place kind of, there was like a curfew, every place had to be closed up, and then there'd be about 15 of us that were all people, bartenders, managers, just people that worked on the block, and we'd all kind of like find each other late at night and be like, all right, like this is our life right now, so like let's go get a drink, and all of us would hang out, and it was very like the community of that was awesome, and that's why I love that I'm kind of back on the block. And
but at the time, right, all the Broadway shows were dark, correct? Mm-hmm. So where were you getting your customers from? Was it from residents?
Yeah, and it was kind of just, I mean, any tourist that would even care to try to come.
Venture, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like kind of just going out of the ones that maybe weren't as worried or whatever it was, but we tried as much as we could to just get people around, and family and friends definitely supported. Like my sisters would come in, or my parents and some of their friends. But yeah, it was definitely tough to kind of be standing there and just hoping people would even walk by, let alone walk into the restaurant. So
Parker, how are you finding it now?
I love it. Yeah, every day is new, and that's kind of the exciting part about
What's
it.
What's the hardest part?
Probably the hours. I think, you know, kind of balancing the work life with my family and friends. You kind
what
of
are, what are your hours?
They're different every day. Like, it kind of depends on...
Well, when is the location open?
Oh, so right now we're doing a little later schedule. Typically, we're opening up during the day. We've pushed it back until 4 during the week, and then on Friday.
Even on Wednesdays when there's matinees?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
We're
going
to, you know, try to change that soon, but just to kind of balance, because it's just us two. So for us being there, you know, from 12 to 12, you know, 6-7 days a week.
So everyone, if you look at the cover of the newspaper today, everyone's worried about crime in the subway and crime in the streets and crime all over New York. What are you two young men who are here from till late at night, and how are you feeling about the safety aspect of New York?
I kind of
you take that one.
Yeah, it comes and goes. It's funny because I live above an Irish pub. Go figure. 3 blocks from here, straight across Times Square. So I walk through Times Square twice a day, and it's interesting because the nights that I'm getting out of the restaurant at like 2 a.m, it's obviously a different animal. Like on a Tuesday night at 2 a.m, walking through Times Square where there's only a few people around and everything. But thankfully, from some of the other pubs I've worked in the past, I've gotten to know a lot of police officers in the area who have like given me personal numbers. Like, you ever need anything, give us a shout, which I always appreciate. And I think like in any city, there's going to be issues with crime and those things, but just to have people that you know that are looking out for you and that care to give you their name and say, give me a call if you need anything.
At 2 in the morning on a Tuesday, you ever see Tom Harris walking the beat?
That's normally
what is Billy Club?
Yeah, that's it.
Tom, grill these guys. Pretend you're an inspector.
No, I think this is great. They're basically telling you that Times Square is safe at all hours of the day. So listeners...
Only on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
I'm having a bite of this pizza. Tell me what I'm eating here.
So that's one of our signature pizzas we make. It's called red pepper cream sauce that we make for the pizza. It's got Italian sausage, basil, and pickled red onions on it. That is my favorite that I always try to sell to people.
Fred Cerullo, this is good stuff, man. Don't pass it up. So far... I've had the wings from Holdfast, which are really special. They're very
great
different.
Wings,
what are these little chunks of meat?
That's
sausage on there.
Yeah.
Now, where do you get your sausage from?
Italian. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know you're not getting it from Dublin.
No, they'd be bangers on there instead.
All right. So I'm heading there actually in May.
Oh, that's great.
Gonna land in Shannon, go down to Cork, spend mm-hmm. a night in Cork, shoot up to Galway, check out the Cliffs of Moher. Shoot over to Dublin, check out Springsteen in Dublin, and then fly back home. By the way, I know you guys are really young. Do you know who Bruce Springsteen
is? I do know.
We're from Jersey.
We're Jersey kids. So
really? You're from Jersey? You admit it.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, Tom and I wish you the best of luck. Is the Times Square Alliance, are they doing their thing for you? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
They stepping up?
There's the communication's important, and that's one thing that they've been great with us about, just like kind of making sure that when we talk about something, it doesn't get lost, and like that we can, of course, there's things we want to always kind of be pushing towards and doing a little better, and but we're happy to have people that kind of look out for us, and specifically this block, that they give us a little bit of an extra hand than everyone else.
What kind of beer are you pouring at Backstage Tavern?
It's Backstage Tavern. It's a lot of Guinness, definitely. And that was both of us kind of came up in, again, the Irish. We were in a bunch of pubs before we came into where we're at now. So definitely got yelled at a bunch of times to make sure that we're doing that correctly, which we pride ourselves on.
What do you do? Keep the lines clean?
Yeah, keeping the lines clean is big, how you pour it. And we go with the 20-ounce. We go with the Imperial Pines because we know that the Irish and the English enjoy that when they come here.
We made that happen.
Yeah,
you get a lot of the Irish and English tourists?
Yeah, we do. And that was a lot of when I was – we are in the same restaurant group as the playwrights and a lot of the other Irish pubs in this area. And that was a lot of the people I dealt with when I was bartending. And I know Parker was the same up at McGee's and in Hurley's and in some of these places. So you kind of learn, like, tourists, not to, like, it's not like generalizing, but more like people act a certain way from where they're from in terms of what they enjoy and what they don't. That, like, a Sprite or, like, lemonade really means Sprite to the Irish. And, like, that was something that took me a bit to learn. Like, if they want a lemonade, they really mean they want Sprite, which was crazy. And then I was like, oh, okay, that's just what they call it.
Yeah, in the beer. It would be a beer lemonade, which really means beer with the top of Sprite.
Really?
Like, yeah, crazy.
Okay. Well, sure. Anyone ever get ice in the?
Yeah, no ice is a big thing. That they don't want ice in certain things. So.
All right. Well, Tom, these are pretty good. I mean, you know, you guys are very young, so God bless you. I don't know how you even got a liquor license at your age, but no, we wish you all the best. And anyone who's thinking about venturing down here, and you want to just go, you know, throw back a couple. That I just from the outside, that Backstage Tavern looks like a beautiful place to hang out.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Tom Harris, what do you think?
Backstage.
So I wanted to ask them.
I'm eating pizza.
You're eating pizza. What's the vibe on the block? There are 36 restaurants. How is the competition? Do you get along with your neighbors?
Absolutely. And I think definitely going back to when we were talking about during the pandemic was when a lot of us got to know each other, when I met a lot of people. But, you know, I kind of like that there's been times where I had some people come in from one of the restaurants down the block, and they were like, oh, like, we're out of ice, whatever. I was like, absolutely. Like, we got it downstairs. Like, we all do little things to help each other out. Given someone needed a bottle of a certain alcohol for a party that we had, and, like, we always give it back and reciprocate that. And I think for us at Bardot, which was important, was that when we first started running Bardot, we tried to kind of lean towards, we're like, do we need to class this place up? Like, we're on Restaurant Row, whatever. And then after a few months, we're like, okay, we have some of the most famous Italian restaurants on the block, like, in the world, like, here. So maybe let's bring it down a little bit. And we kind of became a place that was more like you can have a pizza and a beer and, like, you can have nice food as well. But we kind of found our little, like, middle ground where we kind of offer for everyone.
All right. Here we got. We got Murphy and Parker. Very, very, very Italian-Sicilian names.
That's it.
I really appreciate that very much. So, guys, really, you're young men, and you're a vibrant, vital piece of New York City. So we're wishing you all the best.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You very much.
All right, folks, this is Arthur Idala with Tom Harris on the Arthur Idala Power Hour. It is the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some more restaurateurs. I'm going to pull Fred Cerullo up here because I got to hear a little bit about what's going on in Grand Central. Joni's here. Matt is here. We're all here. Joyce is here. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the very first time, a very special guest who is a New York City treasure, a legend in the Harlem community, Reverend Robert Royal. You speak of Jimmy Hoffa, we talk about the father. You knew him, didn't you?
The old man was quite a figure, particularly when it came to negotiation, contract negotiation. He didn't take no prisoners. You either were with him or you were against him. And Jimmy Hoffa was true to a fault. He never once deceived anybody. He told you right up front, I'm doing this for my people. And that's what Jimmy Hoffa was all about. A great man, a great man. And in spirit, he still lives in my mind, and I pray God that he lives in every Teamster that walks this earth.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
So when you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, you have to call on the experts. And who are the experts? Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors throughout New York City and New Jersey. The Diamondback's Ready Mix Quality is Our Strength service will guide each customer from the initial order through the final pouring, fully insured in New York and New Jersey, and they'll produce your concrete with the perfect blend of durability, strength, and appearance for your project. Take it from me. Call today and ask for Harry. Call 718-650-5649, 718-650-5649, or go online to Diamondback Ready Mix. That's Ready Mix, REDIMIX.com. And Diamondback Ready Mix is a DeFazio Industries company.
Hi, this is Judge Kamens, a partner at Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, and where Arthur Idala of the Arthur Idala Power Hour works at his 24/7 day job. In 2014, I retired from the bench to join ABK, which is a full-service, preeminent boutique firm that has been helping New Yorkers when legal problems arise. ABK is uniquely qualified to assist New Yorkers who have a wide range of legal problems, from personal injury claims and civil litigation to criminal defense and trusts and estates. I personally work on appellate matters, attorney disciplinary matters, and complex legal issues with a dedicated group of attorneys who provide a team approach to each case. There is no legal problem too big or small for this talented and hardworking legal team. So when you think of the Idala Power Hour, also keep in mind ABK, the Power Legal Firm.
All right, so any of you who listen to this show regularly hear me talk about court reporters all the time. And you know what? Right now, the New York State Unified Court System has held a press conference. And you know what that? They declared court reporting is the best career you've never heard of because they have just created a position designed specifically for brand new court reporters. The court reporting trainee position allows new court reporters to enter the court system making an annual salary upwards of $75,000 with an additional $4,600 in location pay if you live in New York City or Nassau or Suffolk County. But to qualify for the position, you don't need to have any working experience as a court reporter, but you have to have graduated from an approved court reporting institution and write at 225 words per minute. How are you going to do that? Plaza College. If you're not sure if court reporting is right for you, you can test drive the program through Plaza College's free virtual A to Z program. For more information, email info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plaza, P-L-A-Z-A, college.edu.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
We're back to the Arthur Idala Power Hour with New York City's preeminent trial attorney and quintessential New Yorker, attorney Arthur Idala.
It is 6:34 here in New York City, and we were outside. We are right in front of Hold Fest on 46th Street on Restaurant Row, and they have been unbelievable hosts. Thank you guys here at Hold Fest. Before I get to our next guest, which is the restaurant that I believe I know being here the longest, La Rivage, because I remember my parents going here forever, along with Becco, probably those two. It used to be La Revista, but we'll talk about that later. I have my good friend and our good friend on the Power Hour, Fred Cerullo. He is the president of the Grand Central Partnership. Is that right?
That's right, Arthur.
I need some volume on his microphone over here. There we go. Go ahead, Fred.
Arthur, it's great to be here again.
Very handsome,
you,
as
and,
usual.
And with my friend Tom Harris.
Before I ask you how Grand Central is doing, I need you to introduce who you brought with you today.
Yes. So this is really a very special night, not only to be here in Times Square and then just to listen to all the great restaurants that are here in Restaurant Row that I love, even though I spend my day worrying about the East Side. But I'm here with two very special people. One is my aunt, Patty McCormick, and a very dear friend for close to 40 years, Dan Loria. Who are here.
And how would people recognize Dan Loria?
Well, okay, he's the dad the entire world wish they had. And he is the dad from the Wonder Years.
There you go. Little Fred Savage.
That's correct. And that iconic show. And he's done so much else, including here and on
Broadway.
The stage.
Yeah,
here
I've seen him on
in
Broadway.
New York, and is a constituent here in the Times Square Alliance. And of course, my aunt is here from California, where she's been based for many, many years. Also, an Academy Award and Golden Globe nominee. And they're working on a play.
Give me 2 minutes. I'm so happy to see them. He looks great. Dad looks great with his big chops over here.
Yeah.
And that's all I watched during law school with my Uncle Josh. You know my Uncle Josh, and was the one of the years. But I want to ask Fred real quick about, you know, give me the State of the Union of Grand Central.
Sure. I'm happy to do that. First, I just want to say that I think the thing about our neighborhoods that really make New York unique is that we have organizations like the Grand Central Partnership and the Times Square Alliance with amazing teams that do nothing but get up every day and think about their neighborhood and how they can make their neighborhood better. Probably in this time of life, there's been no more important time for business improvement districts. But on the east side, we're seeing some really great trends. Pedestrian counts are up to probably close to 80% of what they were pre-COVID. We've had 200 new retailers open in the Grand Central bid in the last 2 years.
That's it?
That's all.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Let the competition
here
begin.
Here we go.
East side versus west side. It's like the West Side Story, the Jets versus the Sharks.
It didn't take long. But, you know, the other thing is that, you know, the Long Island Railroad opening in Grand Central has been transformative.
Definitely transformative.
We've seen in the last sort of year and plus of the Long Island Railroad coming into Grand Central a 115% increase in people with Long Island zip codes in the bid district, which is amazing. And that helps drive retail, mostly food and beverage, which is why we unite.
Which is why we're here.
They do Taste of Times Square. We do Grand Gourmet. We love our restaurants, our bars, our lounges. They make the vibe. They make the energy.
Give that microphone to Dan.
And I'm going to pass this on to America's
dad. I can talk to you all the time, but this guy's the real deal.
He's the real deal right here, Dan Lord.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Thank you. Oh, thanks for having me. This is great.
I just want to know what, you know, you've been in New York. You've performed on Broadway. What are your thoughts in 2024, post-pandemic, crime, well, all this other stuff you hear? Well, tell us your feeling about New York City today's day and age.
New York City is always the hub of the development of new theater, you know, and that's very essential to the, you know, the restaurants like this, having their clients come in and see a play. And then come to dinner here on Restaurant Row. I mean, that is a perfect evening, you know. And that's
You feel safe doing that?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Midtown. Are you kidding me?
That's all I want to hear.
Yeah. No. It's.
And let me just speak.
The crime rate is dropping quickly.
Go ahead. I'm the cheerleader. Yes, yeah. Young lady, you're from California.
Yes,
she's originally from Brooklyn.
I am.
What part of Brooklyn are you from?
Borough Park.
You know how to use the microphone. You're an actress. You won all kinds of awards. You're talking in the air.
Don't let him bully you.
Should I sing?
You're from. If you want, you're from Borough Park. Is that what you said?
Borough Park.
Oh, there's a couple of Jewish folks there.
I think so.
Yeah. My law office is in Brooklyn. It's on 13th Avenue, not too far. So
I was born probably on 47th Street, maybe, but we wound up living on 53rd.
And what'd you do for Purim this Saturday night? Anything?
Nothing, but I want to eat the cookies.
Okay, we can have the Purim cookies. And you're here visiting right now? Is that why you're here?
I'm here because Dan and I are rehearsing a play that Dan wrote called Just Another Day. And it's going to be at the 555 Theater. But we're not quite sure of the date yet because there's a play in there, and we have to wait for them to move.
Okay. And then Fred is going to come on and tell us when the show is, and we can go all buy tickets.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Anyway. I think I'm getting yelled at because I'm supposed to be talking to La Ravage over here. You don't mind giving up the microphone, do you?
You're
a lot better looking than he is, but then, what can I tell you?
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for your...
Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you. You're the best.
Thank you.
La Ravage, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it. It is a restaurant that I remember as a kid.
Wait, I got a question why I'm on now. You have me after the two pups. Is this the face for radio?
Yeah,
that's it.
And the two young guys.
And then
you pull out the Irish guy.
And then you pull out the famous
face for radio.
I know, it's okay. What food do you have in front of you right here?
My French restaurant. I brought you the quiche Lorraine that we make.
Oh.
I'm kind of famous for it on top of my French onion soup burger.
French onion soup burger.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I beat Bobby Flay a couple of times with that one.
All right. How long has La Ravage been on Restaurant Row?
Let's put it this way. I'm the third chef, and I've been here 40 years.
There you go. No, you're not. What, did you start when you're 8?
Almost, right?
Yeah.
Let's stick to that story.
No, you look very young. No, I'm not young, folks. This is Arthur Adon being serious. No, you do. You look very young. Tom, am I right around that?
Yes, and Chef Paul not only operates a great restaurant with fantastic French onion soup cheeseburgers.
It's a French onion soup burger, but we do all the
French
classics.
He also lives on the block and really cares. No one cares more about Restaurant Row than Chef Paul. He is on the phone with my team daily because he cares so much about the block.
I do. I actually do. You know, I live, breathe this block. So well, I have an incentive to, for it to be a success.
Well, now, you're sitting next to a guy who's not on the block.
He's not on the block.
Right?
Not on the block.
You're not on the block? You crash in? Julio?
Oh, I'm nearby. I am on 46 and between 6 and 7, Havana Central.
I walk by it all the time. I'm on 45th and 5th, so to get here, I walk right by it.
But you're cheating. You're not going in.
Now, well, you know, I've been in. I went to 2016. I spent a week. I brought 30 lawyers to Cuba, and we went to Havana. We basically spent the whole time in Havana, and it was outrageous. How is New York City treating you?
New York City is treating me fine. I'm born and raised in New York City. I'm not afraid of any parts of the borough. I feel confident and safe. I know there's things going on around the city, but for me, personal experience, I feel safe.
And Julio,
even in the subways.
Havana Central is two blocks east, and it shows that the talent for restaurants in Times Square is deep. We have 36 restaurants on Restaurant Row, but we have hundreds of restaurants throughout Times Square, and you can get information about Havana Central and all of the other restaurants at our website at tsq.org. Could you tell us a little bit about Havana Central?
Sure. Havana Central was founded by Jeremy Marin, and he founded it in 2001. He opened his first restaurant in 2002, and we've been pretty much driving force ever since. It has a Latin flavor. You know, we bring a lot of excitement to our restaurant on an everyday basis. We also have live band.
The music, I know.
That's right.
We do live band on Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays.
Real quick story. I told you I took a whole bunch of lawyers to Cuba, to Havana, and we were having an end-of-the-year party in June. We had some DJ that we had booked. I walked by your place one night, and you had like a 3 or 4 police band. I went in, I got their card, I hired them, and they played the gig for the Brooklyn Bar Association.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I just have to interrupt this. This is like an emergency breakthrough. Chef Paul, I just had 2 bites of this whole Quiche Lorraine situation. This
like is, I said, I've only had 40 years to practice.
This is on a whole other level of delicious. Like, are we allowed to talk about what's going on here?
It's just a classic recipe that I perfected over literally 4 decades.
Well, it's a winner.
Well, thank you
it
very much.
It is definitely
much.
A winner. How did you guys survive here during COVID? It was just your longevity, your name recognition
exactly.
is so powerful.
You know, I'm very lucky to be the landlord as well. You know, that
yeah,
makes
way
a difference.
To go.
But preparedness, you know. You know, my father's number one lesson, save for a rainy day, because you never know what's going to happen.
It poured, right?
So, you know, we've been through blackouts, we've been through Sandy, we've been through, you know, a lot of union strikes and things of that nature, so we've seen a lot of ups and downs. So that was just another one to add to the list.
And what was it like living here during this period?
Honestly, I felt good because it brought out a lot of the... The people
die hards.
Yeah, it did. And then what I did, I had a little shtick. I used to put out Frank Sinatra outside on the loudspeaker, and I had a little sign, if you're hungry and this music is playing, come and get fed. So I did that for a few months.
And Chef Paul, you have a podcast. I'm being told that you have
yes.
a podcast. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
So you're going to love this, Tom. So You Want to Get Fat is the name of my podcast. And it's been... bonkers. It's taking off like crazy, so I'm thrilled about it.
Let me guess, like Taylor Swift is not really on that podcast. Or...
No, but I had Jack Torres, I had the owner from Wilco the other day, so we have good guests. It's industry related.
What's the best time of day for your business? Or what time, the best time of week? Like, when's your high?
The high notes? It's always matinees, pre-theater, and then we have live music at night, so post... You know, like 8:30 starts popping again.
Julio's is the same for you or different?
It's the same. We start at 5 o'clock. Our lunch is pretty much decent, but 5 o'clock on, and especially when the live music starts, that's when everybody comes out of their jobs.
What are they drinking? Stuff. What are they drinking?
They drink cocktails.
What kind of
mojito,
cocktail?
Mojitos.
It's
the go. It's the one
okay.
to go.
Come and what kind
now.
Of Cuban beer do you serve?
Hatui. It's a good.
God
beer.
Bless you.
It's a good beer.
What kind of wine you pouring over there at?
Listen, I'm a lousy Frenchman. I drink vodka.
Oh, really? All
right. Chef Paul, what's the best thing on your menu?
Listen, we have classics. We have the duck flambé. We have the coq au vin, the trot amandine. Truthfully, we do the classics in a comfortable way. We make the restaurant. I try to make it a point that it's a fancy restaurant, but we try to make it accessible. It's like an entry level French restaurant. Let's put it that way.
right here on Restaurant Row. We're in front of Whole Fast Kitchen and Spirits. They have been wonderful hosts.
Great
name. The
neighbors.
Food just keeps keeps pouring on through. What'd you bring for me there, Julio?
Bring you some empanadas.
Oh, you can't.
Most popular empanadas that we have. Okay. You have cheese, chicken, and beef.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go with the cheese, I think.
What's the best thing on your menu, Julio?
Empanadas.
Well, we sell empanadas a whole bunch, actually, but we also have a ropa vieja. We have a glazed salmon that is delicious, and we also have our pork. You can't forget about the Cuban sandwich. Come on now.
Oh, you can't forget about the Cuban sandwich.
All right,
it's Arthur Idala eating like he's going to the electric chair with Tom Harris. We just got to hear from... what's the matter, Joan?
We got
10 seconds. Joanie.
The last time I ate on Restaurant Row, your parents took me to Le Ravage with your son, and I think he had... Do you have mussels? No.
Yes, we do.
Yes, he loved the mussels.
All right, it's Arthur Idala. We got to take a break so I can eat more. Here on Restaurant Row in front of Whole Fast Kitchen and Spirits with Tom Harris, Fred Cerullo, and all these unbelievable owners and chefs. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal move you forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
So we are back here on Restaurant Row. It's Arthur Idala. But we're going to talk about Brooklyn, New York right now, even though we're in Manhattan. We're going to talk about Bay Ridge Honda. You know why? Bay Ridge Honda has all the brand new 2024 Honda vehicles. The Civic, the Accord, the Passport, the HRV, the CRV. Bay Ridge Honda has them all. You could go in. They're going to give you the best deals, the best trade-ins, values, and 1.9% financing. That's a big deal. That's a very low interest rate. We all know the interest rates are going through the roof. And with a 1.9% interest rate, you should be really, really happy. The Sabah family makes you feel like you're part of their family when you walk into Bay Ridge Honda. That's why they've been there for over 60 years. Every new vehicle comes with the Bay Ridge Honda Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. So visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, or online at bayridgehonda.com.
The Joe Piscopo Show, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Wow. I am so lucky. I did not have time for lunch today because I basically ate apples, two, and a bag of nuts. It's Arthur Idala on the Arthur Idala Power Hour. We're broadcasting live on Restaurant Row in front of Whole Fast Kitchen and Spirits. They have been wonderful hosts. I want to thank them very, very much. I started the whole day off, or this evening, I should say, eating their wings, which were fantastic. But I've had so much stuff. The quiche was unbelievable. The pizza was great. These empanadas are great. I have this other fried chicken sandwich in front of me. And the next two guests I see I have up are from Spice Symphony. And who else we got here? Mr. Tom Harris. Oh, by the way, I'm being co-hosted here with Tom Harris. Tom, look, we're right here. See, there we are.
We have Guram that's on. How do you Guram?
Gourmet
on Restaurant Row. So
Restaurant Row is alive and well. In case anyone, you know, I know Eric Adams gets ragged on sometimes because he says, oh, New York is back. People are like, no, it's not back. If you come around here right now, it's back. The streets are buzzing on a Monday night. It's a Monday night. There's, I don't know, more people around me here than I can count. There's drinks being poured. There's food coming out. Joni's running around. So why don't you, one of you guys, tell me about one of your restaurants. Go for it.
So my name
Introduce
is Jude.
Yourself. Go ahead.
My name is Jude.
Hey, Jude. And we That'd be a good song. Wouldn't that be a good song? Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Jude. I get it all the time. All
right.
So it's Spice Symphony. We've been in the city for 14 years now. We started on 31st Street at 182 Lexington Avenue. And then it became quite popular, and we had to get another location on Midtown East, 150 East, 50th Street. And now we are in Times Square, 317 West on 46th Street. And we are an Indian Chinese restaurant.
And we're so excited to have you here. Their grand opening was about a week and a half ago. Correct. And a phenomenal, phenomenal food.
What am I eating?
Great addition.
So this is chicken lollipops. It's pull wings. And it's kind of battered. It's deep fried. The kids love it. It's always served with some spicy mayo. And this is very unique. In New York City, you don't get this. And Indian Chinese.
I've never heard of it. Tom, you ever hear of Indian Chinese?
I have. Last week when I went to the opening. And the food, okay. The food is phenomenal. The drinks are even better.
Yeah. So it's Chinese food with Indian spices. And we are the first ones to bring it to New York City. And it's very delicious. We have a chicken chili too. It's this was rated by the New York Times for as the top appetizer. Yeah, as the best appetizer, the top 25 dishes to have in 2023. That's the chili chicken right over there.
Yeah, I just had some. It's excellent. And you, young gentlemen, see this microphone right here? I want you to take it over. Tell us what you're doing.
Go for it.
Yeah, I
got
it. These are
young guys. You know, the other guys are a little more seasoned. These are the kids now.
We're the new kids on the block. We opened up Gurume. It's a Korean tapas. Probably the only spot you can get it in Hell's Kitchen, Times Square, on Restaurant Row. I'm one of the owners. This is my business partner and best friend, Jun Ryu. He's the executive chef.
All right, chef, take it away. Tell us what you're cooking these days.
All right, so we do like Korean tapas, and it's like also known as anju in Korean. So it's like small place that like you could share with like friends, like with like good drinks, as you know, maybe like.
Where are you located on the block?
Oh, right next to Hotel Ryu.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We focus on like just having a good time and like. With good bites.
How long you been open now?
Like three months.
3 months. Yeah. Oh, welcome to the hood. You really are the new kids on the block. All right. And how's the block treating you?
Not bad.
Yeah.
We're just trying to, you know, find our footing here. Try to get to know everyone a little bit better.
Well, do you know Tom Harris?
If you know Tom Harris,
he'll open all the doors for you.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Tom.
He's the president of the Times Square Alliance, and he eats everything all the time. So I'm going to go back to this. Where did this come from? Like, who thought about, let's take some Chinese food and, like, let's throw in a little Indian swirl on it?
This came from actually the east side of India, from Calcutta. It started in Calcutta, and then it spread all over the country. We are from Mumbai, but we brought this food here to New York City. And this is one of our top-selling things. Basically, we have other two locations as well. And this one, it's marinated with spices. And it is fried, of course, but it is delicious. It goes with the chili mayo sauce along with this right here.
And this chicken dish over here has kind of got a little kick to it, right?
It's also Indian-Chinese version of, chili chicken, we call it, because it's out of the wok. It has bell pepper, onions. It has chicken that is marinated in ginger garlic, soy, and a lot of other, you know, spices for that matter. So it just comes out of the wok nice and hot and fresh.
So just so listeners understand, we had a little French food, we had Cuban food, we have Indian/Chinese food, and we got a little Korean food. Tell me about what your favorite dish is. If the President of the United States was coming to eat in your restaurant, what would you cook for him?
We kind of serve, like, everything, like, we love to eat every day. If I can't eat it every day, I'm not putting it on the menu.
All right, so tell me whoever walks in. Crowd favorites, yes.
Let's say, like, steak and potatoes.
Steak and potatoes. I know, the Irish place is two doors down.
Yeah.
You're the Korean place, right?
Yeah, so we do a marinated prime short rib with, like, a fermented chimney on top, and it's beef confit potatoes. And so it's like a new, like, my our take on the food, I guess.
And then we have, like, truffle duck and cheese. It's, like, a French Mornay sauce with, like, Korean rice cake. So instead of gnocchi, it's served with, like, crostini. It's, like, really tasty.
So if you want the gnocchi, you got to go to Becco, right? Is that,
if you want the rice cakes, you come to us.
If you want the rice cakes, you're right. And if you want Indian Chinese food, go ahead, Tom. I don't want to steal
No,
your
I just see this little libation here, Chef Jim. But what is...
So this
what
is
this?
A little bit of what we drink on a daily basis. Yes. Not on a daily, I don't know. But yeah, it's this Korean premium soju. So this one you're drinking. Which
Seoul
one
Night.
Yeah, Seoul Night. This one is really easy drinking, smooth, tasty.
Oh, it is smooth.
Yeah.
But what is it? What kind of booze is it?
It's a rice wine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's light.
It's a little, has more of a kick than a usual wine, I feel. But.
All right. And where are you guys drinking at your spot?
We do a drink with the mango thing in it. It's called Django Mango.
Django Mango.
Correct. Yeah, that is a fantastic drink. It's basically a mango margarita done the Indian way. So we have spices added to it, has a little nutmeg syrup added to it.
So you're doing a Mexican drink, which is a margarita, and you're doing it the Indian way.
Absolutely.
To go along with the Chinese food, doing it the Indian way.
You got that right.
How about like when you're fooling around with the significant other? You do that the Indian way too?
No, of course.
Hey, there's a lot of spice going on there.
We also do Indian food, so like real Indian, because we have two kitchens. We have an Indian kitchen and a full Indo-Chinese kitchen. So you have this here, which is Indo-Chinese, and you have that there over there, the Malai chicken tikka, which is Indian. This is out of the barbecue oven.
All right, I got 10 seconds left. Give them the name of your restaurant one more time.
It's called Spice Symphony.
And it's right here on Restaurant Row.
Right here on Restaurant Row.
And so the kids, pronounce it.
Gurume.
Gurume. Right here on Restaurant Row. All right, it is somehow or the other. It is 6:58. Normally, we'd be signing off for good. I'm belching over here. Signing off for good, but we're coming back with Tom Harris with a whole other hour. Jody's here. It's a madhouse, but it's a great madhouse. We'll talk about a little news when we come back, too. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
Hour is sponsored by Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins, PC.
Tonight's live broadcast is sponsored by Times Square Alliance, Holdfast Kitchen and Spirits, and Bay Ridge Honda.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes. They've meticulously designed stylish footwear with all the fits and features you want. They have fits like wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and more. Plus, they have luxurious features including Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's like walking on a cool side of the pillow all day long. And best of all, they find a way to keep them affordable. You simply can't get more comfort and style for your dollar. So if you want the kind of footwear I'd create, get yourself a pair of Skechers. It's comfort with style and more.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
From the studios of AM 970 The Answer on Broadway and Wall Street in Manhattan, this is WNYM Hackensack, New Jersey, New York City.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 15 gigabytes of data and a mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. Let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just dial #250 and say the keyword spend less and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, from your phone, dial #250 and say the keywords spend less to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A Precious Metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the civil litigation division of Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins. Suffering an injury in an accident can be a life-changing experience. Whether you've been involved in a car accident, a construction site accident, a slip and fall, or injured because of someone else's negligence, we can help. Our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you are owed. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. If you have been injured because of someone else's negligence, you have legal rights and may be entitled to significant money to compensate you for your pain and suffering. Hiring the right attorney is important. The combined experience of the lawyers at Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins will be able to lead you through the personal injury lawsuit process and aggressively fight for the best result. If you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call 212-486-0011, 212-486-0011, or visit us at idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins, fighting for justice. This fighting for you.
Tonight's live broadcast is sponsored by Times Square Alliance, Holdfast Kitchen and Spirits, and Bay Ridge Honda.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
It's Arthur Idala on AM 970. The Answer.
This is the Arthur Idala Power Hour with quintessential New Yorker attorney Arthur Idala, New York's go-to lawyer. He's here to share his stories from in the courtroom and around the city with interviews from high-profile guests and everyday folks calling in to talk about everything from politics, lifestyle, health and wellness, and more. And now your host, making the case for the city he loves, attorney Arthur Idala.
It is 7:03. I'm never on at 7:03, but somehow or another, the powers that be, and I want to thank the powers that be, allowed me on today. And, oh, this is such a special night. We are here live on Restaurant Row in front of Holdfast Kitchen and Spirits. We are on 46th Street between 8th and 9th Avenue. I have a whole bunch of really cool people around me. I look at them like drinking some Korean rice wine. Look like they're having some good time. And I am joined today by my co-host, Tom Harris. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Arthur. They all seem to be having a lot of fun while we're working.
Well, we're kind of working. I mean, there's a lot of food in front of us. Before I get to our first guest, which I just don't want to make sure I don't mess up your name. Oh, it's Alexis.
Alexis Blair.
Oh, that's pretty easy. Alexis, here's what's going on in the world right now. P. Diddy's got big problems. You know, he's been sued. And I think maybe the feds pick up off the lawsuit and somehow or another got enough evidence to get a federal judge to sign a search warrant to go to his house in Los Angeles. And he's being investigated for sex crimes. That's not exactly what you want to happen. The New York City Council has asked the Court of Appeals to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. I think that's nuts. Exclusive. Rudy Giuliani, our client at Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins, is telling the Mar-a-Lago pals he's trapped in a nightmare world, can't believe it's real as he faces bankruptcy and legal woes. My partners, Judge Kamins and Judge Lementhal, were in the office all day yesterday on Sunday working on Rudy Giuliani's fight to maintain his law license. And Judge Lewis and John Esposito were working on his case in Georgia, where he's alongside the President Trump, as well as, I think, 16 others off the top of my head, on a case that could send everyone there to jail. It's a mandatory minimum jail sentence if they get convicted on the top count. So, yes, it is a nightmare for Rudy Giuliani. But we are going to be serious tomorrow night when we talk to James Rosen on the Arthur Idala Power Hour. He is the chief White House correspondent for Newsmax. But right now, I have a lovely young lady in front of me who comes bearing gifts, a lot of gifts. And I think she comes from one of my favorite places to bring people from out of town, especially people from Italy. But without further ado, Alexis Blair. Hello, Alexis.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on today. We're thrilled to be here. We brought a few snacks for all of you from Virgil's Real Barbecue over on 44th Street. So we got our pig out, a little bit of everything here for you. We got some pork spare ribs. Oh, there's no problem with
that.
Come on.
That's a problem.
What's the problem there?
I'll tell you one problem. I don't have a fork. But besides that, there's a fork.
There's a fork.
I got a metal
Always
one.
Come prepared with a fork.
I know. Go ahead. By the way, it's true. Especially when I have people come from Italy. No disrespect, but I can't take them to an Italian restaurant. And they want something totally different, something that they're not going to get anywhere in Europe. And usually Virgil's is my go-to place.
Oh, well, we're thrilled to hear that. We're a great place for locals. We got a good happy hour, but you're spot on. Great place to bring people from out of town for some real barbecue.
How long has Virgil's been there?
So we've been open about 30 years. We're coming up on our 30-year anniversary. So our pitmasters at Virgil's have some amazing things planned coming around for the 30-year anniversary. So stay tuned for some amazing specials from Virgil's.
Tell me again what's right in front of me.
So we've got some spare ribs. We've got some Carolina pulled pork, brisket, and a barbecue chicken. So a little bit of tasting from everything you'll find in all of Virgil's favorites.
What kind of ribs are those? What animal are they from?
They're pork ribs.
You guys have beef ribs on the menu?
So we do run some specials on beef ribs. So if you come early enough, hit us for a happy hour at Virgil's, and you may find them as a special.
All right. How has Virgil's been doing in the current environment that we're living in here in New York City?
Oh, we're rocking and rolling. So we're so fortunate to be a part of the Times Square community. And, you know, we're coming up on this great spring season, moving into that barbecue month of May. And we're feeling the tourism, and it's a lot of great things, and very safe in the area. And we got a good sister restaurant straight across the square at Carmine's as well.
Can we talk about Carmine's?
Of course we can talk about Carmine's.
Tom, talk about Carmine's.
So Carmine's, like Arthur, it's one of my favorite places to bring guests to. I just had lunch there on Saturday, had the penne vodka and the chicken marsala. You have a new venture. You have a ballroom that you're opening up at top of Carmine's. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So Carmine's, you know, we're coming up on 33 years, which is absolutely amazing. And we've been doing so well. And we're this great New York institution. We're like, you know what? We're going to add on to it. So we just opened a beautiful ballroom. 200 plus person parties can be done in this space. Huge private dining space. And it can be made into anything you want it to be. Social, corporate. You tell us, Carmine's is here to make it happen.
I got there at 11:30 on Saturday morning. It just opened, and it was packed.
Well, Carmine's is like nationally known. That is not your only location, though, is it?
No, we have a few amazing properties all around the country. So we've got two in New York. We got the original Carmine's up on the Upper West Side, the Times Square one, and then we're also in Atlantic City, Washington, D.C., Vegas, and the Bahamas.
The Bahamas. You get to go there, Alexis?
You know what? Not as much as I would like to, but we got two great Carmine's in New York to keep me moving.
Now, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but are you allowed to talk about like what your favorite dish is at Carmine's and what your favorite dish is at Virgil's?
I don't even think I could choose a favorite dish at Carmine's or Virgil's. I mean, you're eating the pig out from Virgil's right now, which is a little tasting of everything from our pitmasters, so it's a great
I'm going to hand this right over to Andy Gladding, our engineer, because he's not shy with the fork.
The mouth is watering over there, right?
Yeah.
I just had
the brisket. I can't really pull. Wait, is this what I just said? Is that the brisket?
Yes, that is.
Okay, so the brisket's delicious. As soon as we're off the air and I don't have to read another commercial, I'm going to have one of those ribs, that's for sure. And I'm digging into your coleslaw right now. So you're a young lady. The cover of the New York Post today is all about crime and crime in the city. You work around at all different hours, mm-hmm. you know, in and out. How do you feel?
You know what? Times Square is a great community to be a part of. We've got wonderful support on both the Carmine's, the Virgil side, and the whole Times Square Alliance to be a part of that community. Keeps you safe. Keeps you feeling good. You know, I'm a New Yorker at heart, and this is a great place to be.
What's your relationship or Carmine's and Virgil's relationship with the NYPD?
We have an excellent one. They're always there for any support we need. We're here to be their eyes and their ears as much as well, and all good things happening.
And what's your relationship with the Times Square Alliance?
Oh, I mean, come on. How else can I say here? We're in a great relationship with the Times Square Alliance. They're a wonderful support, like I said, excellent community to be a part of.
And in terms of overall business, I mean, I just heard what Tom said about 11:30 on a Saturday morning, but You guys are packing them in at both locations?
Absolutely. We are rocking and rolling. We're coming up on that spring season. Carmine's will have a line out the door. We've got Virgil's that is filling up the bar right around happy hour time. We're feeling good. Very fortunate.
And go ahead, Tom.
So an Italian restaurant, one of the best steaks in Times Square is at Carmine's. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Wow. Now you get some inside scoop from Tom Harris.
One of the best steaks I've had.
You're spot on. That Carmine steak, it's wonderful quality, big size. You can take a little bit home, but that quality is really spectacular. It's just as good as anything you're going to get at a steakhouse, if not better.
And there's about two or three sticks of butter on it.
Well, we can't let you in on all the secrets, but nonetheless, you know what? You're going to walk away, and you're also going to get the value for it as well. That's the amazing part of it.
Well, Alexis, I want to thank you very, very much for joining us. And the Idala Power Hour is behind you guys. I walk by you guys all the time. You're one of my go-to places. As I said, I'm not just saying that because you're standing in front of me. You know, there's not a ton. I live in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. There's not a ton of barbecue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. So thank you very much for joining us, and we wish you the best of luck at Carmine's new ballroom. Is it called the Carmine's Ballroom?
It is called the Carmine's Ballroom, so hopefully we'll see you there for an event one of these days.
You'll see Tom and I dancing.
Yeah, there you go.
I think maybe the Christmas party next year you'll have it there.
Oh, the Times Square Alliance Christmas party?
Bertuna and Cammons.
Well, we have...
You're hearing it here tonight.
We're forced to take a little break, but we're going to come back with a really, really special guest. Besides being very, very handsome, he knows how to cook pretty well. His name is Jack Logue, and he works with my friend Sant Chotwell over at the Lambs Club. I think he's going to be here with Chris Miller, who runs an exquisite restaurant here in the Times Square area on 44th Street. So, Alex, why don't you take us to a break, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Buy a jumbo jet. It wasn't easy, but nothing is. No.
Dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. Grow your savings with their great CD specials. Visit unitybank.com to find out more. Unity Bank is also a great place to work. As Unity Bank President and CEO James Hughes says, the people make Unity Bank a great place to work. We give our employees an opportunity to grow. At Unity Bank, there are no excess layers of bureaucracy as found at Goliath-sized banks. All employees have full access to management with encouragement to make decisions and grow their careers. Visit unitybank.com. That's unitybank.com for current CD and savings specials. They are FDIC insured, an equal opportunity employer, and an equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to introduce you to the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States today, Brosnan Risk Consultants. Founded by my friend Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. You must be diligent in protecting the business you work so hard to grow, family you cherish, and the lifestyle you've achieved. Luckily, there is Brosnan Risk Consultants to keep your business healthy, keep your family safe, and identify the approaching rising tide of danger and loss well before it destroys what you have built. Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states and over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigative and security services. Call now 800-590-2180 or go online to brosnanrisk.com. B-R-O-S-N-A-N risk.com.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. If you listen to my show regularly, you may have heard me talk about my respect for court reporters. Well, I've got some exciting news for you. The New York State Unified Court System recently held a press conference and declared court reporting as the best career you've never heard of. Why? Because they just created a position designed specifically for brand new court reporters. The court reporting trainee position allows new court reporters to enter the court system making an annual salary upwards of $75,000 with an additional $4,600 in location pay if you live in New York City, Nassau, or Suffolk County. To qualify for the position, you don't need any working experience as a court reporter. You just need to have graduated from an approved court reporting institution and write at 225 words per minute. If you're not sure if court reporting is right for you, you can test drive the program through Plaza's free virtual A to Z program. For more information, email info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plaza, P-L-A-Z-A college.edu.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right. We are here on Restaurant Row in New York City, the greatest city in the world. My man Jason is hosting us at Hold Fast Kitchen and Spirits. We got to give a big shout out to Jason and thank him very much for providing us with a little shelter here. Although the weather did cooperate, Tom Harris, my co-host, I thought it was going to be a little more chilly, but we're good.
We planned the weather for you. We had a heater installed.
Yeah, the heater was actually too much heat on my big bald head. I was going to burn my head.
Well, with all the crying last week about how cold it was going to be, we wanted to make sure you had a good experience.
I appreciate you coming after me, Tom. I like it a lot. No, it's good. It's good. I appreciate that. So a couple of many of you have heard the show about 5 weeks ago. I was blessed enough to celebrate my mother and father's 60th wedding anniversary. Yes, 60th, not 50th, 60th. And when I asked my mom, you know, what we should do, and she wanted to keep it small. Now, I don't know how to keep it small. But for that particular night, because we had a little surprise party for them the next night. But that particular night, I said, Mom, what if just us, your son and your daughter and their spouses and you and Dad, we just go to a very special restaurant in New York. She's like, well, where? Well, where? I said, how about the Lamb's Club? And boy, did she light up. And did Chris and Jack deliver a night never to be forgotten? Jack Logue and Chris Miller of the Lamb's Club, not on Restaurant Row, just two blocks over on 44th Street. Welcome to the Idala Power Hour once again, young men.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
You guys like battle over who's better looking, or how's that work?
I think Chris takes the cake on that one.
Well,
I'm the married one, so.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah. So he's got to be the good looking one. All right, Jack. So first and foremost, tell us what you brought here for me today that I'm looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a spicy tuna tater tot. So we basically make a homemade tater tot, shred the potatoes, cook them in a little bit of duck fat, season with salt, and then on top is some fresh tuna belly. We season it with chives, chili oil, a little bit of fish sauce, some soy sauce, a little yuzu in there, sprinkle some lemon zest on top, and it's just like a crispy potato and tuna bite.
That looks good.
It looks great.
That looks good. Chris, tell us a little bit about you know, the Lamb's Club and why it's so iconic and so well known and so well thought of. Give us a little history lesson about the Lamb's Club.
Yeah, the Lamb's Club is basically a building built in 1905. Very famous architect named Sanford White. McKinn, Mead, and White were the architects, very famous architects back in the Gilded Age, built homes for some of the most famous people, along with Madison Square Garden, the Washington Arch, among other things. So a lot of history.
The Washington Square Arch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of history going on in this space. A project we have actually coming through, hopefully in the near future as well, is going to tie into that. But the Lambs was kind of a society, and if you were inducted into the Lambs, you were almost knighted. So very, very famous people going there, actors, and it was a haven for the actors to hang out.
You still have some pictures hanging up, right?
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Of the famous people who used to go there.
Correct.
And isn't there a room in the club named after the White?
Yeah, the Sanford White Suite. So it's a historically landmarked room, and it's modeled after his office, which was on the third floor of the property. But we're lucky we get to use it for private events, to do the gatherings and dinners and board meetings and stuff like that. So it's a really
awesome. Get close to that microphone, tall guy.
It's a really awesome event space for us, and it's one of the most iconic rooms in the city. We have a big balcony as well, so it's a hidden gem that most people don't even know exists.
Yeah, when Mr. Chotwell gave me the tour, I was able to check it out.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about Easter Sunday. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, right on. We're cooking up a nice little fun brunch. So we actually are going to do two courses for $55. The first course is going to be sort of buffet style. So there's going to be some pasta, a little antipasti, you know, smoked salmon platter, salad, things like that. And then the second course is going to be a choose your own entree. So we have Eggs Benedict, our fried chicken sandwich, burger, omelet, stuff like that. So hopefully we get the whole family out for Easter Day. We have a kids menu as well. Some coloring books, some crayons, maybe some Easter egg hunting. So just have a little fun afternoon.
I love it. I love it. And Chris, you guys just started doing something new, right? You started doing this pre-theater menu?
Yeah, we started in the middle of January, actually. It's two courses for $85, three courses, which includes the dessert, for $95. So really, really good value. You can come in, enjoy the dinner before the show. A lot of things that are featured on our menu, some of the most famous items, all of Jack's greatest food.
We like to say we're trying to play the hits for the pre-theater prefix.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, playing the hits.
Well, tell us what your hits are.
For sure. So, I mean, our tuna tartare is pretty awesome. Steak tartare as well. The Wagyu steak tartare, basically, we're taking, you know, Wagyu strip steak, cutting it up, adding a little bit of shallots, cornichons, capers, seasoning with salt and pepper, and then finishing egg yolk and also horseradish. And then it comes with a black pepper crisp. It's just fresh, delicious, meaty steak tartare. Super, super tasty, super fun. We also have our Taylor Bay scallop dish with a little Parisian gnocchi and a yellow squash, which is pretty slamming as well. And on our main course, I think personally my favorite is the Diver Siege scallops with our play on a clam chowder. But then also we have our Nduja carbonara. We've got Wagyu strip.
Hold on. What carbonara?
Nduja carbonara.
I know what that is, but explain to people what that is.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, so we're basically taking Nduja sausage.
Well, tell people what that is, because you're not finding that in Walmart.
Which is a spicy, spreadable Calabrian sausage. It's kind of slightly fermented. And we're taking that with a little bit of pork stock. We make a sauce with butter and a little lime juice in there. Just creamy, ooey-gooey, like delicious, like smoked spicy meat, essentially. And then we're using that to be the sauce for the pasta. And then we have a bacon fat poached egg that we crack tableside, mix it all in, and it just becomes nice, gooey, delicious, crispy sauce. And then we finish it with a homemade chili crisp. So it's just a garlic, chili, tasty food.
Nice. I'm loving on it, you know. And the thing about the Lamb's Club, which is, it's different than and almost every other restaurant, is the room itself. When you walk into the Lamb's Club, it's part of the Chartwell Hotel, but the room itself, Chris, just try to tell people what the vibe is and the history of that room.
Yeah. So when you walk in for dinner, it's super dark, elegant.
I mean, you can still see. It's not like a nightclub in Berlin. I mean, you know, it's.
It is one of the sexiest, most iconic rooms in the city, I think, and it is timeless.
Got like a red theme to it.
Yeah, the red leather, some really nice banquettes. It just makes you want to sit there, eat, drink, spend money, and it's a great place to see and be seen as well.
We have the fireplace is kind of like the hearth that centers the whole room. You know, and when you have a fireplace in the middle of the dining room, I feel like it's the perfect place to break bread.
Well, that's where Tom and I usually like to sit. And, you know, we reminisce about you know, our honeymoon and our time together. Uh-oh, hold on. Here comes Joni.
I got to do it because, Tom, we went to lunch there.
That's right.
And you felt like you were in an old school supper club. That's how it felt. It was so nostalgic and beautiful. It's just, it's where you want to take your parents for their 60th anniversary, for sure.
Let me tell you something. This tater tot with tuna is nostalgic and beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think, you know, to compliment the room and the food, hopefully Chris has done an awesome job with cultivating the wine program. I think he's almost up to 500 bottles on the list now.
Yeah, we got almost 500 wines. We really want to have a wine list for the people. You go to so many restaurants in the city and you see these markups and there's nothing for people that want to spend 100, 150. And we've got great wines from all the classic regions. Awesome white and red Burgundy, Napa Cab, Italian, whether it's from Piedmont or Tuscany. So whatever you want to drink, really, really good values there.
Well, in all seriousness, when my dad was there about 5-6 weeks ago, I think he worked with you, Chris, and I think he got a bottle of wine for $85.
Yep.
And it was delicious. It was, I think it was Italian. It could have been French, but I'm not sure.
It was actually a wine from Bulgari.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Check out the big brain on Chris. Well, guys, you know how much I'm rooting for you guys at the Lamb's Club for personal reasons, but I don't think you need a lot of rooting for it. It's a very unique, special place, and it's not as astronomically priced as people might think. There's definitely approachability, especially now. Could you just repeat what the price fixed numbers are?
$85 for two courses and $95 for three courses.
And that's pre. So when does that start? 5 p.m.?
4:30 p.m. Yep. Until about 6:30 p.m. depending on when the curtains
that's
are.
That's when Tom eats dinner normally, you know, once you hit a certain age. Exactly. Yeah, these are various guys. Once they hit a certain age, boom. All right. So I'm going to sign off with the Lambs Club boys. That was delicious. I woofed that down.
Awesome, thank you.
Oh wait, tell me what the bread stuff is in the glass.
This is a cocktail, actually. It's probably on the end of its seasonability, but it's called What the Fig, and
figs are
tequila cocktail. Tequila cocktail with ancho reyes chili liqueur, lime juice, and fig syrup.
So I'm going to hold this back for our engineer, Andy. He's a big tequila guy, and if he starts drinking it now, the mics will go off for the last segment. So we're going to hold back. We're going to hold back for a little bit. I want to thank Jack Logue. He is the executive chef and partner at the Lambs Club, and Chris Miller, who runs the whole show. Thank you guys very, very much.
Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Jack. Thanks, Chris.
Brian Whalen, I got 2 minutes left. Could you come over here for a second, Brian?
Yeah, sure.
Brian Whalen. Brian Whalen is a tried and true New Yorker. Just getting one in front of these microphones, Brian. Brian, you've been running around this city, literally running around or biking around or transiting around for decades. Yes. What are your thoughts, your personal thoughts about the state of New York City in March of 2024?
I think it's coming along. I think we'll get there.
Are you going to be one of those people who they polled who's moving to North Carolina or Florida?
I don't
anything?
Think that's going to happen.
No? And you're a subway guy. What's the state of affairs in the subway from a real New Yorker?
I think it's not like it used to be years ago, but...
Meaning that it's better or worse? Because you rode the subway when it was real bad in the 70s and the 80s.
Right, I was on the subways in the 70s, yeah. And it is fantastic now.
Compared to that.
Well, I remember where you couldn't even see the stations because of the graffiti.
Because of the graffiti. Now, do you see any graffiti anymore?
Not much, no.
Do you ever ride between cars?
No, I do not.
That's Have you ever dangerous. Done that?
That's dangerous.
As a kid, we did it all the time. That was the only place that was air conditioning.
And it was also, you felt a little safer. It was a place you could hide. You were right between cars.
Evil Knievel says don't run between subway cars.
Was that the commercial?
Yes.
Evil Knievel? All right. Well, you got it live from Brian Whalen here on Restaurant Row. Joni's here. Joyce is here. Fred Cerullo is still in the back, just with a big smile, always handsome. Sam Bellino is here. The only one missing is Sibilia. What happened to him? He doesn't like us anymore?
He was tired.
All right. Well, we got Joyce here. All right, Alex. I don't even know what time it is. Okay, so it's the bottom of the hour. So it is the bottom of the hour. Joan, just so you know, I'm getting all kinds of texts that I'm supposed to be on television at 8:30, so I got to run back to the office on Fox 5. But I was thinking I was going to take people out to dinner, but that's definitely not going to happen. Yeah, we have all eaten enough. I hope you guys are sharing the wealth over here. I mean, there's enough food for half an army. All right, we are on Restaurant Row, Hold Fast Kitchen and Spirits. They are hosting us. I want to thank Jason very, very much for being an incredible host. I want to thank Tom Harris for taking care of the weather, and it's not that chilly at all, actually. I'm sitting here just with my suit jacket on, although I did wear a warm suit. I was like, oh, I got to do this thing tonight. I better be dressed up. We're listening to In a Big Country by the band Big Country, speaking of the 1980s. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at patriotsalaskacruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, patriotsalaskacruise.com.
AMAC is the Association of Mature American Citizens, an organization who's not only dedicated to America's seniors, but is vital for conservatives of all ages. AMAC stands out by not only advocating for senior issues, but also by pushing for conservative values that affect us all. By joining, you're not just supporting our senior citizens, you're part of a movement defending our freedoms and securing our nation's future. Plus, membership brings you exclusive benefits like discounts on travel, dining, entertainment, and special insurance rates. Regardless of your age, if you're driven to preserve freedom, AMAC welcomes you. This is about uniting youthful vigor with wisdom of experience in our quest for conservative principles. Sign up now at amac.us/fight. And for a limited time, get a free gift membership for someone who shares your love for our great nation. Don't miss out on this chance to make a difference with AMAC. Join today at amac.us/fight and extend the invitation to a friend or family member for free.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamins, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. The tires screech, the impact is felt. Boom, you've just been in a car accident. It's a scary situation that none of us want to experience. But if you have been injured in a car accident, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. It's important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. So if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamin at 212-486-0011. That's 212-486-0011. Or visit us on the web at idalalaw.com. Idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna & Kamin, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Hey, do you know that mRNA vaccines are approved and in use for pigs in the U.S.? The mystery continues to grow in the meat industry. Every day I'm so grateful for Good Ranchers, and I subscribe to GoodRanchers.com. This is an amazing thing. I mean, you've got a great opportunity here to get meat delivered that is from America, by America. You don't have to worry about imported meat, unknown vaccines, or experimental things in the food that you feed your family. During their Mr. No to mRNA sale, Good Ranchers is offering you a free 10-pound Easter ham with any subscription. Isn't that great? That's a $119 ham you're going to get absolutely free when you enter the promo code MikeG. During this sale, every subscription enjoys $25 off any box. That's and a free $119 Heritage ham. Go to GoodRanchers.com today. GoodRanchers.com, promo code MikeG.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
We return now with lifetime New Yorker and legal analyst, attorney Arthur Idala, and the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy.
Robert, what am I listening to here, Alex?
Oh, one of my favorite artists, Fab Calloway. Singing Everybody Eats When They Come to My House.
Little Minnie DeMuccia. All right, so it's Arthur Idala and Tom Harris. We are in front of Whole Fast Kitchen and Spirits on Restaurant Row. It has been an unbelievable hour and a half. We got a half an hour to go. And so we're bringing back another guest that we've had on before, a night that it was a lot colder than it is tonight when we were in Times Square. He's a very handsome man. He's a guy of the size that I would not want to mess with. His real name is Robert Cummins, but no one calls him that. Everyone knows him as Don Pooh.
Hi.
What's up? So last time we were on, after we were done, we did like a lot of Broadway shows, so there wasn't this all of this food here. Right. So you just came on, and then we came to your restaurant.
Afterwards, yep.
And some woman, some famous lady was getting proposed to upstairs. It was all roses.
Oh, that's right.
It was female rapper. I don't even know her name.
Her name was Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes, that's it. Correct.
There was
10,000 roses up. Yes. You know what I'm talking about.
It was actually our anniversary with our boyfriend that night. So her boyfriend surprised her and bought like 10,000 roses and converted our rooftop dining level into an amazing anniversary moment.
No, it was like something out of Disney World.
Yeah,
for real. Like, you guys took us up and before she got there, and we got to see it. And we were like, what the heck? Was it 10,000 roses? I mean, it was something like that.
It was something crazy.
Because it was a huge room covered with roses.
Red roses. He designed it all in black. So the room actually held about 150 people. So he created a pathway to a table with only two people. Very romantic. I don't know. It was
We saw her walk
in
and
New York Post the next day. I don't know how, but
I don't know.
I have no idea how.
So, Don Poo, you are the proprietor of the Brooklyn Chop House, but you're in Manhattan. What's up with that?
Yeah, so we want to bring Brooklyn everywhere. You know, we love the culture. I'm from born and raised in Brooklyn.
Where?
So I'm born in Crown Heights, East Flatbush area. So on Remsen Avenue, not too far from the Utica Avenue train station, which I took every day of my life. But we want to bring Brooklyn everywhere. So the idea started from the first restaurant we had in Fidei on 150 Nassau Street. We said, you know what, instead of calling it Manhattan Chop House, I think Brooklyn travels well, like, you know, Brooklyn Lager. You know, we're from Brooklyn, so we wanted to give that, you know, that cool kind of Brooklyn thing. So we just call it Brooklyn Chop House, and Chop House stands for chopsticks and chop steaks. It's, you know, a fusion restaurant. And we said, you know what? Brooklyn Chop House makes no sense being in Manhattan. And the fact that it makes no sense, everyone's going to say that, right? So now I get pressed because it makes no sense.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the food right in front of me makes some sense. So, so Don Poo, why don't you talk about what's in front of us here?
Yeah, so we have our famous chicken sauté. So it's our chicken with the peanut sauce. It's famous. It's been made famous for the last, you know, 30 years from other, you know, brands. And we do it organic. We do Bell and Evans chicken, so we're a little different in how we do it.
That's good.
Healthier for you. You know, no antibiotics, you know, Chick-fil-A.
Joan, I mean, I got to make sure you got a picture of this before I eat it, this thing right here, because this is very creative. But talk about the green things right here first.
Oh, my God. That's our Impossible vegan dumplings, Impossible meat. So we have something for vegan. We have a few vegan menu options on the menu. So that's very popular with people that are, you know, vegan. So try that. That's one of our favorite.
I'm trying.
Most popular items. Smile. And then we have our Pac-Man dumplings.
Now, this, folks, is very creative.
This is very creative. One of one. No other restaurant in the world has it. So it's a dumpling that is a seafood, Pac-Man seafood dumplings. It has a scallop in one. It has a shrimp in another, a lobster in another, and a crab in another. So if you love seafood, every bite has a different taste and a different flavor. And behind it is the Pac-Man actually chasing the
ghost.
And
what's that made out of? The Pac-Man guy.
So the Pac-Man, we have our dough that we wrap around it, you know, our special secret ingredients.
You mold it into like a little Pac-Man guy.
You know, has, you know, coloring, and, you know, we got very creative with our, you know, culinary vision.
So we're talking to Don Poo from Brooklyn Chop House. You know what's crazy? And the reason why this is ringing so true right now is my son, who's 7, right? You and I are exactly the same age.
Right.
So he's 50 years, right?
50 younger years than us. Younger.
And we go to an arcade. Guess what he's playing?
Pac-Man.
Unbelievable.
No way.
Yeah, no, I swear on Buddha.
So your 7-year-old plays Pac-Man.
For real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, for real. That's why I'm looking at him. I played it with him the other day.
Oh, that's amazing.
Tom Harris, what do you got to say, Tom Harris?
So tell us about your LSD on the menu.
Oh, LSD.
Whoa, you're a cop. You're a cop. We're talking drug talk now?
We're selling LSD
on the menu?
Yeah, we got
old
the
school
LSD.
Brooklyn.
It was our full.
Which one is the lobster? The pink
drug.
Oh, you don't even know.
That one's the lobster.
He's guessing, but it's all right. Yeah, it's all right.
He's just making it up.
I ain't going to lie to you.
That's right.
So LSD is our lobster, steak, and duck. But now we convert it to our lobster, steak, and dumplings. So, because our dumplings have, you know, been a favorite on the menu. So, lobster steak and dumplings, or lobster steak and duck, we serve it with a couple other sides. So, you get your chicken fried rice, your shrimp fried rice, you get some french fries, you get some broccoli, some bok choy, some mashed potatoes. And for $4.95, you get, you know, you get high off your LSD, which is our food version. Food.
How many people does that serve? How many people does that serve?
So that can serve four people.
Okay.
Right? So it's a Peking duck sliced at the table. It's a four-pound ginger or fried lobster, salt and pepper fried lobster, and, excuse me, and a porterhouse steak, a 48-ounce 28-day dry aged steak.
So Don Poo, just turn around real quick. Look over your shoulder. These two guys, that's a plate for one.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, they ain't stretching out to four. You know, no disrespect, but
maybe two.
So how long have you been open here in the Times Square area?
So we opened 2002 in April, and we've been this
22.
Year.
22.
22.
Did I say 2002?
You said 2002. Yeah, I was like, oh, boy, you've been here a long time.
Wanted to open.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
Opened. You were on our show. You were on our show when you first opened the doors.
We came on the show, so 2022, I'm sorry, April 2022, and now makes two-year anniversary. So I think we're going to be here for a while. We made it past the 2 years.
And you guys are full. I mean, I pop in there.
Yeah, we get a lot of tourists, you know, a lot of pre-theater, post-theater, a lot of, you know, the industry, you know, some cool crowds. So we got a, you know, a couple things popping. We're excited.
And just because I care about all of New York, despite, you know, Tom Harris only got to talk about it here, you still have your place downtown?
Yes, we have the place at 150 Nassau. That's the original Brooklyn Chop House, 150 seats. It's really quaint. Actually took a lot of the excitement moved over to Times Square. I didn't mean to do that. So we get most of the neighborhood and most of the Wall Street and the financial district that's supporting that restaurant.
Do you have private event space here in Midtown?
Yes, I have private event space. We have a rooftop space that holds 150 people. We have a speakeasy on the lower level that holds another 150. And, you know, we do buyouts, corporate events, and different theater openings. Finales.
Do you do holiday parties for law firms?
Yes, absolutely.
There we go.
Holiday parties for law firms.
We're talking to Don Poo.
Yeah, we have band, jazz. We can do it all.
We're talking to Don Poo. He is the proprietor of Brooklyn Chop House. And, you know, you said something in passing before about being on the train, Utica Avenue, your whole life. So, again, we're exactly the same age. Tell me what your feelings are, the state of the union here in New York City, riding the subways, being in Midtown, being in downtown. You got your fingers on the pulse.
I do. I don't take the train as much as I used to.
Yeah, that's because you rich guys, you know?
I live in...
Guys like me and Tom,
I live in New Jersey.
I live in Franklin Lakes, Saddle River.
But he's in the city every day. He spends more time in the city than outside of the city.
Yes, I do. I spend more time in New York City than anywhere. I love the city. I think we could, you know, do better. We could clean it up a little bit, you know. But I do listen to my customer, and I listen to everything that's going on in the city. We have a serious issue. The city really needs to be safer.
So right? If the mayor was sitting here right now, Don Poo, what would you tell Eric Adams?
I'll tell him the city just needs to be safer, because as a, you know, not a person like going through it, but as a person that been through it, right? And a person that, you know, deals with customers that come to the restaurant all the time. You know, we want everyone to be safe. We want to figure out how to, you know, This homelessness on the migrants, we just need to figure this out somehow. I don't know if we block it. I don't have the answer, but we just need to be safer, right? Because for me, you know, I don't want my customer to struggle or to feel unsafe getting to me. So I think that's a challenge. I don't know what brought on that challenge. I don't necessarily know the solution, but we just need to, you know,
keep this up.
Because at one point it was like this, and at one point it got cleaned up, and then we just need to get back to maybe the way to clean this up.
All right, that's Don Poo. It's 7:44 on a Monday night. It's Arthur Idala on the Power Hour. Don Poo, otherwise known as Robert Cummins, he is the owner of the Brooklyn Chop House. They are knocking it out of the park, because every time I pass by there, you got a full house.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Are you giving the meat away?
No, man. We just get a lot of support, and I'm blessed and thankful that people,
to Tom Harris people for making come, it all happen.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely for Tom Harris for making it a lot easier for me to.
We are thankful for Robert.
Yeah, thank you.
For having faith
you.
In Times Square.
No, no, thank you for having us.
All kidding aside, you could go there just to get these Pac-Man seafood dumplings. Number one, they're delicious, but they look so cool. They're all the different colors of the little ghosts on the Pac-Man machine. And then he's got this little mold of the little guy that looks like a Pac-Man. Little, if I brought my 7-year-old son there, I don't know if he's going to be grooving on eating scallop dumplings. But if there's anything that's going to make him eat it, it would be this right here. Don Poo, Brooklyn Chop House, thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure's all us. It is 7:45 on a Monday night here on Restaurant Row. We're in front of Ho Fast Kitchen and Spirits. Fred Cerullo's still in the house, looking better than ever. So you definitely want to work through this break with me, and we'll be right back on the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
We can tell you about the incredible success we bring to local businesses, but it's better when it comes directly from our satisfied clients. Here's just one example.
After searching for a new vendor to handle my search marketing campaign, I contacted Salem Surround after seeing the great work they did for another restoration company in the different market. Their team of experts recommended a mix of multiple tactics designed to get my business the most quality leads at the lowest cost, making my marketing budget stretch further. In our first year partnering with Salem Surround, we recorded our best year to date, and I've told many people how blessed I was to find them. The representative answered the phone every time I called and quickly addressed any questions or concerns I had.
Let Salem Surround give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and show you what your competition is doing. Then we come up with a personalized plan that's perfect for your needs. Google Salem Surround New York and let our marketing experts help you achieve real success. Remember to Google Salem Surround New York today.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so excited to tell you about Norwegian Cruise Line's Piscopo at Sea, which sets sail from New York City to beautiful Bermuda June 2nd to June 9th. Unlimited beverage package, specialty dining, prepaid gratuities, $75 onboard credit, VIP cocktail party with yours truly, and much more. Norwegian Cruise Line's Piscopo at Sea leaves New York on June 2nd and returns on June 9th. Call for reservations now. There are limited cabin availabilities. Call 888-472-6430. 888-472-6430. Or email info@joepiscopo.us. That's info@joepiscopo.us. Piscopo at Sea is sponsored by Gold Coast Cadillac in Oakhurst, New Jersey. Awarded Cadillac Dealer of the Year 27 times. Shop goldcoastcadillac.com or call my friend Bill Camastro directly at 845-568-7336.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, it is 7:48. Unbelievable 2 hours on the Arthur Idala Power Hour. The power of radio, it is amazing. It really is. And I want to thank Joyce and Joan and, of course, Alex and Andy for making this all happen. But most of all, I want to thank Tom. Oh, yeah,
Matt,
right.
Matt Tambolino, too.
Here we go.
I want to thank you and Tom, Regina, and Gary for helping put all this together.
Joni and
unbelievable
AB.
Job. Wait. TJ, Regina, Gary, they put this all together.
Well, it's
and
so
you
funny.
Two, Tom and Arthur are doing an amazing job.
No, because right off
job.
The air, I was saying, I go, Tom, thank you. He goes, I did it all myself. I go, does anyone else help you that I should ask, I should thank? He goes, no, I did it all myself.
Wait,
I'm like,
you
okay.
You got your fan club. Okay. You got Fred, Dan,
I know. I see everybody.
Right. With my AMT and Patty. Folks. Shout out to
Joan, you are violating all the Jerry Foley rules right now. You're throwing them all out the window. Thank you, Alex. Thank you. So it's so funny how great minds think alike, though, Tom, because I was going to say, we really need to end with the Ho Fast guys because they've been so great and they've really been wonderful as hosts. And here we are. I'm sitting with one of the handsome Ho Fast guys. What's happening, brother?
How you doing, my friend?
Thank you so much for having us and putting us in your little good-looking gazebo here and keeping us nice and warm. I ate a lot of food today. But I will tell you, no, I'm serious. I started off with your I had woofed down three of your wings.
As you should.
The dry rub wings I loved. Then I had a little piece of duck. I didn't do the whole taco thing. I didn't have time to do the whole taco thing. And then I did some bone marrow.
Oh, nice.
The bone marrow.
Nothing like kicking off the night with some bone marrow, huh?
I appreciate that.
Tell me about, let's end strong. I mean, we've gone through all these wonderful restaurants here on Restaurant Row in New York City. Let's talk about Hold Fast. Let's end strong with Hold Fast. Come on, give me your best pitch, young man.
My best pitch. Well, the word Hold Fast is in itself about strength and coming together. And what we saw today was a bunch of individuals, entrepreneurs, and businesses coming together for, you know, a good cause, in a sense, to show community. And that's what Hold Fast is about. On its essence, it's about staying true to yourself. It's about staying true to what you believe in. It's about, you know, following your dreams and coming together and just, you know, being a good person all around. And I think we've created that vibe here. At least I've felt that.
And you've shown it as well, yeah. Because of, just repeat, some people who didn't listen to the show almost 2 hours ago, what you guys did during COVID to help your neighbors.
I mean, in a nutshell, we created we were here every day. You know, me and my business partner, Jason, we held fast on ourselves. And therefore, then that created the community kind of bond to come together to a place that was needed in a time of a very hard place for a lot of people to, because we didn't know what was going on. And to kind of gather together and show that strength and community and build from there. It was almost like, snowflakes gathering for a snowball. You just saw this need for individuals to be around each other. And we ended up, you know, going a little further. We created a few little initiatives that were in a way to kind of help not only this community here, but also the Broadway community, or the not only Broadway, but, you know, actors and individuals arts.
I'm not being a wise guy, because Fred Cerullo is looking at me over here. Uh-oh. But I'm on Fifth Avenue, which, even though I'm on the west side of Fifth Avenue, when I was working during COVID, I was there. Nothing was open.
No.
When I say no, I mean I was buying food in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, where I lived, and I had to bring in a bagged lunch because there was nothing open. Not a deli, not a diner, nothing. If I would have known, I would be coming here getting some grubbing off of you guys.
I mean,
see? It's all about Tom Harris and the West Side, Cerullo. You better listen. God forbid we have a shutdown again, man. You got to get your act together.
Times Square stayed open. You could always get food in Times Square during the pandemic.
This is true.
Yeah. Fred, step it up.
So tell me, let's move forward 4 years, and let's talk about the Hold Fast Kitchen and Spirits. Yep. Why Kitchen and Spirits? Obviously, you have some food, but what's up with the spirits part?
Ah, spirits.
You're bragging about your drinks?
Nah, it's about ghosts, you know. Come on, we all got
ghosts.
Now, it's all about, you know, spirits. We not only do we cater to the crowd that wants to enjoy some good food, we have some really nice cocktails and a good feature, a nice mix of alcohol behind the bar, where our philosophy is we don't want anyone walking out. We want someone coming in feeling comfortable no matter what. Sit down, whether you want to drink or not. We have a nice mocktail options as well, because that's been a big fad, and we've latched on to that. We see things happening.
Touch on that a little bit. Mocktails, those are cocktails without alcohol.
Yes. And, and now the whole thing, you know what? Someone asked me that question the other day. I think they're just high on life. It's a health initiative. There's aspects of that. And, you know, we've just kind of done that. We have three or four options on the menu. We have a phony Negroni, which is basically, it literally tastes like a Negroni, but
there is
no alcohol in that. Honestly, with a lot of time, it took me a little while. Because you know it's hard to find bitters. Those are a little expensive that are NA bitters. But what we did is we found three NA alternatives, non-alcoholic alternatives to the actual alcohol that's out there, and we put it together. Add a little orange to it. You sip it side by side.
It's interesting. I'm having Dom Poo's.
I see those. Those look really good.
Meatless thing, and that was delicious. I would actually be interested in tasting a non-alcoholic Negroni to see if you guys can make it happen.
Look, they've went off pretty well, and it's just nice to offer that option for individuals, because a lot of people, they want to feel a part of something. You want to sit at a table. Maybe you don't want to drink. Maybe you're pregnant.
You know what my
maybe
move is? I just go to the bartender and go, give me a seltzer with a lime and put a straw in it.
No bitters?
No, straw with a lime. But, well, I want to thank you. I want to thank Jason. We're in front of Hold Fast Kitchen and Spirits. I want to end the night. I want to give Cerullo an opportunity to rebut the fact that we're here in Times Square. Maybe Grand Central could kick out a few shekels and we could do this a couple of blocks away.
We will definitely do that, Arthur. We'll get you to the east side. We'll even invite Tom to come over just out of fairness.
We'll validate my passport.
And you'll need your passport. support. But
Fred's number one question is, how do we create a Restaurant Row in Grand Central? He's jealous.
Yeah, look, who doesn't love Restaurant Row? I think that what this night really does show, and I commend you, Arthur, and your amazing team who puts a show like this together week after week, and my counterpart, Tom, here in Times Square, is just how electric and exciting New York City is. And the food and beverage industry, primarily, we're sitting in the world of Broadway and live theater. This is New York. And, you know, obviously,
and this block, though, is very special.
It's a special block.
My dad's office was on 48th and 5th, yep. 45th and 5th. He and my Uncle Joe would walk over almost religiously two or three times to go to La Revista, which is which succumbed to COVID, but was there for decades. And, you know, or they would go to La Ravage. I mean, it was, you know, this is the place to be. This is the block.
Look, and I think what the thing that we're left with is the fact that this is as diverse as our city is and its people are. That's how diverse our neighborhoods are as well. And every neighborhood in the city provides something, whether you're in Midtown East around Grand Central or you're here in Times Square.
Fieldway
Avenue. Restaurant or
Staten
Fieldway
Island.
Avenue in Staten Island.
All right. I'm out of time.
It's great.
Fred Cerullo. I had Fred Cerullo. I had Tom Harris. And besides our team, I want to thank Jason Clark and Shane Hathaway. They were our hosts today at Whole Fast Kitchen and Spirits. They provided a really great venue and a great opportunity. Thank you, Shane, so much.
Thank you, guys.
Keep up the work.
Thanks.
Oh, is this the Phony Negroni?
Joni, TJ, Regina, Gary, Matt, Alex, thank you very much.
Oh, wow, that's good. Wow, it's very good. No, I'm being legit. I mean, it's not as pungent as Campari, but it's very, very good.
Yep.
All right, folks, have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow on the Arthur Idala Power Hour. We're going to have James Rosen on. Tune in.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour is sponsored by Idala, Bertuna, and Kamen's PC.
Tonight's live broadcast is sponsored by Times Square Alliance, Hold Fast Kitchen and Spirits, and Bay Ridge Honda.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.